You're listening to SBS News.
A new set of rules announced by the administration of United States President Donald Trump is expected to see migrants who receive public benefits denied permanent residency and citizenship. Applications will be rejected if the government decides migrants are likely to rely on government-run healthcare, food stamps or housing vouchers in the future. The so-called public charge rule is to take effect on the 15th of October. Ken Cuccinelli, the acting director of the Citizenship and Immigration Services, says that it's important migrants can be self-sufficient.
Throughout our history, self-reliance has been a core principle in America. The virtues of perseverance, hard work, self-sufficiency laid the foundation of our nation and have defined generations of immigrants. Our rule generally prevents aliens who are likely to become a public charge from coming to the United States or remaining here and getting a green card.
Critics say the move unfairly targets lower-income immigrants who work for low wages and depend in part on public services to get by. There's also concern low-skilled migrants hoping to legally obtain a foothold in the US will be forced out indefinitely. Mr. Cuccinelli says the changes won't apply to refugee applicants or to public assistance programs for children or pregnant women or emergency healthcare. But he says the current system unfairly favours immigrants with family ties, rather than those who are self-sufficient.
We certainly expect people of any income to be able to stand on their own two feet. And so if people are not able to be self-sufficient, then this negative factor is going to bear very heavily against them in a decision about whether they'll be able to become a legal permanent resident. A poor person can be prepared to be self-sufficient.
Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris says the move is the latest attempt by Mr. Trump's administration to demonize migrants. She's told US broadcaster CNN that Mr. Trump's priorities are misplaced.
It's just an ongoing campaign of his to vilify a whole group of people, to, as he does with so many things. This is a guy who likes to create drama and then come as the hero to fix it, instead of dealing with the real issues that need to be fixed.
An estimated 22 million people legally reside in the US without citizenship. And some of those people are expected to be at risk of having their citizenship applications rejected. Cesar Espinoza from the Texas-based immigrant advocacy group Families, Immigrants, Students in the Fight says the changes will add to a climate of fear. He says some migrants are already hesitant about applying for support for which they may be eligible.
This is an attack by the Trump administration against the immigrant community. They said before that they were going after undocumented folks, but now we see that they're raising the bar even for those folks who are trying or who have legal means to either gain citizenship or to enter into the system.
The National Immigration Law Center says it'll sue the Trump administration to stop the changes from taking effect. Evan Young, SBS News.